following is a production of Nightree Media.
If you're mellow, eat jello. And if you hear a knock upon the door, don't let the hickey in, because there might be more if you're hollow. Don't let the hickey follow. Unless you got to jump like the gators do. To jump, 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 don't be in the showroom. The jing jam jump is a jumping dive. Makes you like your egg on the Jersey side. Hep, 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 hep. On the metal side.
Good morning. You're listening to KGU NBC Radio in beautiful Honolulu, Hawaii. Time now is 7:54 a.m. Here's one for the boys on the Pearl.
Malakilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
One moment, please.
Interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. The Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, by air, President Roosevelt has just announced. The attack also was made on all naval and military activities on the principal island of Oahu.
December 7th. 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Frequency freaks, I am Commander Claymore Fury, and this is Urgent Frequency for the week of Sunday, December 4th, 2011. Well, after a year chock full of major video game releases, it all comes down to Saturday night at 8. That's right, the Video Game Awards on Spike TV at 8 p.m. And since I like to think that I'm in touch so you'll be in touch, I decided to invite a couple of my buddies over to preview a few of the categories, so when you head over to Spike.com to place your votes, you can make some informed decisions. Who's going to take home the hardware? Stick around and we'll tell you what we think. The only podcast that has never iced its own kicker, this is Urgent Frequency.
Hey, this is your boy Doc from The Tester, and you're listening to Urgent Frequency only on UrgentFury.com.
There was the explosion, and I remember just opening my eyes, and it got both of my legs. Had surgery after surgery, and what's going to happen next? The Wounded Warrior Project said, look, brother, everything's going to be okay. 3 months from now, 4 months from now, a year from now, you'll be fine. I don't know if I would be as well adjusted as I am now if it wasn't for them.
To learn more, call 1-877-832-6997 or visit woundedwarriorproject.org.
Hey, yo, this is Vincent the Elf, but you can call me Vinny. Ladies, you can call me anytime if you know what I'm talking about. So anyway, the Fat Man wanted me to remind all you boys and girls that it's that time of year again as Urgent Fury launches Operation 1225. Starting December 1st and for the whole month of December, Urgent Fury wants you to call the Operation 1225 Holiday Greeting Greeting Hotline and leave a holiday greeting to be included in the Urgent Frequency 2011 Christmas episode. Send special wishes to the men and women of the armed forces, your clan, Urgent Fury, or whatever jingles your bells, eh? Just remember that all greetings become the property of Urgent Fury Holdings, LLC, and are subject to rebroadcast. It's the Urgent Fury Operation 1235 Holiday Greeting Hotline. Because let's face it, some people are better hood than seen.
Spoof that flashback.
Yeah. This is Kevin Kingsley, and I'm the king of junk. No, I'm the king of junk, not drunk. Here at King's Junk Card Emporium, we have everything you need for your car. And, like I said, need a spark plug or a car or a car door? Then here at my junk yard, shut up! Sorry. That was my boy Tony. He's been a beast to look after since he got the lead poisoning from sucking on the pencil once. Hasn't been sane since. Anyway, we're a good junkyard. We're not like other junkyards. We won't rip you off. We're honorable, got integrity, and just come to King's Junkyard, okay? We're open a lot. Call us at 1-888-2-4-6.
There are times when you have so much to say, just so little time.
Excuse me, what?
Good thing there's Twitter. We got you covered with the latest and the most talked about topics, 140 characters at a time. Follow us on Twitter.
Urgent frequency.
Dude, what does my
cat
say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet!
What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet!
What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude,
what does mine say?
Sweet!
Commander Fury.
This Saturday night, December 10th at 8 p.m. on Spike TV, the video game industry and the gaming community at large come together to celebrate the best and the brightest of the year for the 2011 Video Game Awards. We can hardly wait. So tonight, we decided that we'd put together a micro panel and we'd go down the list of nominees and discuss who we think should take home the hardware. Joining me via Skype, two of my favorite people, one of my favorite people in the world, and Shane Bell, Chief Information Officer from snowy Midland, Texas. Do you guys still have snow on the ground?
We do, and it's going to snow again tonight.
And also joining me from the Pacific Northwest, where Yakima is considered a place, not a disease. One of my best buddies, Doc, formerly of Tester fame, and of course now he has Replay with Doc, and you can see my PlayStation home and hanging out with all the big stars and all that good stuff. What's going on, sir?
Nothing, man. It's 26 degrees here, and I'm from Southern California, and I'm brown. This shit is about to stop.
So it's really like 20-something degrees there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's ridiculous. I'll post a picture later in the little huddle, but we went to wash the ambulance this morning, and we pull into the bay, and there was a leak in the spray nozzle. So it's literally icicles across the wall. And I'm like, this is how my day starting.
Before we actually started this thing, we established that Doc is in something of a bad mood. Do you want to talk about your bad mood, or let me see if I got this right? You're mad because you're in a bad mood.
Yeah, I didn't think I was in a bad mood, and then you know, my wife, being the smart woman that she is, I called her. I'm like, hey, I'm at your work, and she's like, what's wrong? I'm like, nothing's wrong, damn. She's like, you're in a bad mood. I'm like, I'm not in a bad mood. And then I was mad because I was in a bad mood. And I'm like, not in a bad mood, but apparently I am. And I'm like,
out of sight.
Well, you do seem kind of like you're in a bad mood, but hopefully by time we'll talk about games and stuff. I know you love talking about games, so we'll talk about games and see if that doesn't cheer you up a little bit.
Yeah, because the Vagina Game Awards are coming up here pretty soon. And
before we get started, we should establish that the VGAs, or as you most awards in general, you're not crazy about, especially when it pertains to a creative medium such as gaming or film. And I kind of agree with that. I just like the Grammys. I feel like the Grammys are crap because the real artists, like Mumford and Son. Look, I understand that Justin Bieber, or whatever his name is, Biebs, as I like to call him. That's what I call him when we talk on the phone. But he won the Grammy for Best New Artist over Mumford and Sons. Now look, I know Mumford and Sons probably not going to change the world or anything, but when you hold them up next to each other, talent for talent, creative ability versus creative ability, I just don't know how Bieber wins that award.
The fact that Bieber beat Mumford and Son for the artist award is just goes against the space-time continuum, dude. I mean,
like Stephen Hawking is pissed off about that.
Look at Mumford and Son. They are seriously veterans of life. They've had their heart broken. They drink. They fight. They write good stuff. They're great artists. Then you got douchebag.
Douchebag Bieber.
This guy's got baby mama drama, and you know he's barely old enough to vote. I don't think he's
no. He's not old enough to vote.
He's not old enough to vote, is he?
No.
What's this guy's biggest drama in life? Oh, gee, do I go with the extra whip on my cappuccino? You know,
he does have baby mama drama. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, Mumford and Son is one of my favorite things to listen to, and that's just ridiculous. It should just, when it comes to something like that, forget the people that pay the money to you know, put out the music. Forget the publicity crap. Forget all that. Deathmatch. Mumford and Son, Bieber. Winner gets the trophy. Boom.
See, now that would be an award show that I would watch.
You know how many people would tune in for that?
Now, some of these picks, though, I've looked through the nominees, and of course, we'll go down the list and all that stuff. Some of these nominees are legit picks. I mean, Batman Arkham City for Game of the Year. That's one of the nominees. Elder Scrolls V, Skyrim, which Bethesda, they've got their name all over the VGAs. Who's the guy that's hosting the VGAs? What's his name? Zachary? No, I can't remember his name right now. I should know. Zachary Levi. I don't even know who Zachary Levi is. Should I know who Zachary Levi is? And Mark Burnett, of course, I think he was the guy that was... what does Mark Burnett do? He does reality...
Dude, he's the creator of the Survivor series.
That's right. Okay, I was going to say, I think he's the reality TV guru or whatever. But
so what's the guy's name?
Zachary Levi.
Zachary.
Are you going to do some quick research for me to find
you
out?
Bet.
All right, please do. There's a whole slew of categories, and we'll try to go down most of the categories. Probably won't go down through all of the categories, but I am, you know what?
Oh, Zachary Levi, this schmuck. Or should I say Chuck?
Oh, no, is it Chuck? Zachary Levi is Chuck?
It's Chuck, dude.
Oh, man, see? I'm a little disappointed now.
This guy's a Wii player.
Hey, there's a category for Wii.
We need to be hosting this shit. What are you talking about?
Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. The game sucks. I'm sorry people told you it was great. Bullshit, bullshit.
Tell you what, let's just go ahead and jump into this thing both feet, and we'll decide. And you know what? That will be an option. If we get to a pick and we think it's a BS pick, we will call them out on it. How's that?
Sweet.
I'll even give you guys the option to replace the nominee that you don't think belongs there. How's that?
I feel my mood getting better.
I don't want to start with Game of the Year, so I think let's start with... I think I want to start with Studio of the Year. And only because, and I think Doc agrees, and I'm sure Shane agrees, but studios are actually... these are the guys that that do the work. Not the publishers, not the guys who make the consoles and this, that, and the other. The studios are the guys who are the brains and the hearts and the souls behind these games. So I think let's start with Studio of the Year. Five, I think, legitimate nominees. First, we'll start with Bethesda Games. Like I mentioned, Skyrim. What's some other Bethesda games that we saw in 2011?
Rage,
of course.
Come on, Shane. I know you know one. I don't want to say them all.
And I know he knows. Brink. Yeah, there you go. There you go. See, that's the one I was wanting them to say. Bethesda in the running. I like Bethesda just because, you know what, when we got to hang out with some of those guys and talk to them, they're just really cool guys. Naughty Dog, also in the mix.
Oh, brilliant.
Rocksteady Studios.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sit down, man.
Arkham City, and of course, we'll get to that in a second, but I know Doc is a Batman freak. I think it's, and everybody said this, but it's easily one of the best uses of Batman ever. And I'm talking about film, whatever, film, comic book, whatever. It's one of the best uses of the Batman brand. Also, Valve Studios in the mix. Who takes home the hardware?
Man, you know, Bethesda, they have a good chance just because they have so many good entries in this year.
Yeah, I was gonna say, they're the ones that had the most...
they put out the most quality products this year. Not to say that the others didn't. I'm just saying, you know, I mean... The ones that are in contention here, I mean, they're all good games. It's not like they put out, oh, here's a crap game they put out this year, but they put out three good ones. No, they put out all good ones this year. But I personally, I'm going to have to go with Rocksteady because not just because I'm a huge Batman fan, but the game itself, what they did with it, it's so multifaceted. It's ridiculous, man. I could go on forever. I mean, just in the marketing scheme, you know, whoever bought Green Lantern, you know, they were like, oh yeah, here's a yellow core lantern skin for Batman to fight with. I mean, it was all over the place, marketing and game development and strategy, even down to the Brady Games guide, which was genius. You know, props to the guys at Brady Games. Tim Cox is a guy.
We love you, Tim. The views expressed by Doc are not necessarily those of Virgin Fury Holdings, LLC.
Tim Cox didn't return my phone call, so he made see I'm back to a bad mood now.
Aw, see? Thank you very much, Tim Cox. You know, I agree with you, Bethesda. I want to say Rocksteady just because I am a super Bat fan, and I am just blown away by Arkham City, but I have to give it to Bethesda only because, I guess it's quality versus quantity here, but Bethesda, they really did, man. They delivered on so many different levels with more than one title, so I'm going to give it to Bethesda. What about you, Shane?
I'm torn between, because...
Naughty Dog. You went with Naughty Dog, really?
Yeah, well... I'm a huge Uncharted fan, and I've been playing Uncharted, and it's great. The multiplayer works, you know, several other things. But Batman, man, that was epically beautiful.
You know what the difference between Naughty Dog and playing with yourself is? Both have predictable endings.
Wow.
I would have went with Naughty Dog because I'm also a great Uncharted fan. As much as I'm a Batman fan, but I was completely let down by Uncharted 3. I mean, I was the gameplay was great. I loved the backstory. There's a lot of great facets to it, but the Blash finish I was waiting for at the ending didn't happen, so it sunk it for me.
Yeah, I had a similar problem with another game, but we'll talk about that in a second. It's in one of the other categories here. But
Shane, pick one. Which one? Are you going to pick Naughty Dog or Rocksteady?
Rocksteady, because of the same reasons you said, Batman just, I mean, brought it all to the table. All
right.
Okay. All right. Next category. And I know that, I'm not even going to talk about it. I'm just going to go to the next category. And of course, this is going to be a category near and dear to all of our hearts. Best PS3 game. Now, we could spend all night talking about the games that didn't make it into this category versus the games that did. But Infamous 2 is one of the picks, and I agree. Brilliant game. Killzone 3, Little Big Planet 2, and the aforementioned Uncharted 3 Drake's Deception. And I guess, Doc, we'll start with you. Which game takes home the trophy?
Where are my choices again?
Infamous 2, Killzone 3, Little Big Planet 2, and Uncharted 3.
I got to go with Infamous 2, man. That it expanded so much on the original gameplay and story and look. You know, I didn't do the evil ending because I don't like being bad, you know? And so, seriously, and people clowned on me for it. They're like, it's just a game. I said, but, you know, I'm not a bad guy. I'm not going to go in there and start, you know, squashing people. But the good ending to the game was so good that it actually overshadowed any minute problems I would have had with the game. It was very sandboxed. It looked so good. It literally looked so good when he was running down the street or gliding wires with shadows. And for PS3, it just shone, dude.
And you know what? I agree with that. And that is one of the components that I love about Infamous 2. I was actually playing the game with my son not too long ago. And that was one of the things, I guess it was something that I had taken for granted. Like I didn't even think about you can choose to be the hero or the villain. And I noticed that he was consciously deciding as he was playing to do good things versus bad things. And I thought, oh, that's really neat. Because when I played it, you know, I guess I didn't even think about it out loud, but to see somebody else playing it and see them having to decide, I think that is a really interesting dynamic of Infamous 2. Killzone 3, I was a really big fan of Killzone 3. I've loved Killzone from the beginning. I'm not crazy about Little Big Planet, and I know I'm going to get a lot of guff for that. But it, to me, it's almost like being on a really bad acid trip. Not that I've ever done acid or anything, but
piss test tomorrow.
Yeah, but it's just it's hard for me. I don't know why it is, but I can't. For some reason, I can't get invested in that game. And I'm not sure why, but for some reason, I can't. And I look, Uncharted 3, same thing as Doc said. I love that game, but it didn't, spoiler alert, it just didn't have the payoff I would have liked to have seen at the end. So, but what about you, Shane? What do you think?
Well, I'm going to make this a unanimous decision and go with Infamous 2.
Infamous 2, best PS3 game.
Did you guys notice that when you put your Infamous 2 disc in, or you clicked the tile from XMB, did you notice how it went straight to the game? Like, it literally would show you the Sucker Punch logo, and then it would tell you the beast is so far from you, and you need this many, you know, shards. I thought that was a genius small aspect they threw into the game that was just awesome, man. It would take you straight back into gameplay.
And you don't have to go through the menus and load up and blah, 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 and all that other stuff.
No.
Yeah, maybe that's the genius of Infamous 2. And look, Sucker Punch, you know, you talk about getting clowned. I'm a huge Sly Cooper freak.
Yes, Sly Cooper!
And people give me so much, used to give me so much crap about that. They give me crap about it until they meet me, then they're really nice to me about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I was going to say, until they see who you are.
Was that not a Sly Cooper logo on Cole's backpack?
To me, Sly Cooper, if they made a Saturday morning cartoon of Sly Cooper, and I know they've done a couple of comic books, but if they actually did a Saturday morning cartoon, I would be up at 8 a.m. every Saturday morning just to watch Sly Cooper and
I'd
Friends.
I'd buy every season on Blu-ray, dude.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I think that was a genius game. The mechanics of the game, everything, the sneaking and all that stuff. And if you think about it, Infamous is just I'm not going to say it's a derivative of Sly Cooper, but there's a lot of the same elements from Sly Cooper in Infamous 2, if you look.
Right.
Infamous 2, man, takes home the hardware according to us. Now, I've got best Xbox 360 game and best Wii game. Do we want to get into that? Look, Gears of War. Let's just talk about Gears of War. We don't have to go through the category, but
Gears of War needs to win.
Gears of War is a beast game, dude.
it really is, and it's. I would almost, and I mean almost, I would never do it, but I would almost buy an Xbox just to play Gears of War. So I do want to give them an honorable mention. Like I said, you guys can tune in on Saturday, 8 p.m. on Spike TV to catch all of this stuff. Let's go to... I want to do this one because this one, I think, is going to be the one where I think folks are going to have a really hard time. Now, it seems like Best Shooter would be the one where people would be like, oh, wow, I don't know about that. That's going to be a tough category. But I think this one, Best Action Adventure Game, I think this one's going to be the one... Some people are going to be really freaked out and surprised. The nominees, Assassin's Creed Revelations from Ubisoft. Of course, the aforementioned Batman Arkham City. The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword. And Uncharted 3 Drake's Deception. Doc, we'll start with you as usual.
I want Batman to win. I do. But Zelda fans are like ninjas. They're hidden in the fabric of everyday life.
No, and he's not kidding. He's right, man. I'm talking about you can go up to a Supreme Court justice and start talking about Zelda, and he'll know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, and now it hasn't been out that long. Skyward Sword has not been out that long, but it hit, and it was like it's the undercurrent of games. Well, everyone's on top talking about Battlefield and Call of Poopy and Batman and the undercurrent is this the secret society of Zelda freaks that is actually running. They're like the Illuminati of gaming, man.
That's pretty cool, man. The Zelda code.
Yeah, so I have a strong suspicion that is going to walk away with some hardware, man.
And that's the reason I said I think this category is going to be really tough because even Assassin's Creed, I think there's a lot of Assassin's Creed fans out there. And, of course, Batman and Uncharted 3 kind of – stand alone in their own little world. But yeah, Zelda and Assassin's Creed. I agree with you, though. You know what? I think I'm going to go with you on this. I think that Zelda is going to be the sleeper, and I think it's going to surprise everybody.
See, and I'm more of thinking Assassin's Creed is the sleeper myself. But then you're right. When you add the cult aspect to it,
Because, I mean, how long has Zelda been around? I can't even remember how long it's been.
1984, I believe.
Let's go to best fighting game. I don't know why I think this is going to be an interesting category.
Oh, I got to go with Marriage. Is there DLC for that?
Oh, yeah, there's DLC.
No, it's called an expansion pack.
The expansion pack is the in-laws. The DLC is the divorce papers. But cheaper to keep her, boys. Cheaper to keep her. But now this is going to be a pretty good category, and I don't know if I agree with one of the games in this category, but of course there's Marvel vs. Capcom 3, King of Fighters 13.
What the hell is that?
King of Fighters, that's an OG game, dude. That King of Fighters has been around a while.
And then, of course, Mortal Kombat. Now, this one is the one I don't really agree with this particular game being in this category. WWE All-Stars from THQ.
Yeah, that's kind of...
Because I just don't see that as being a true fighting game. You know what I mean? I'm picking Mortal Kombat just because I thought it was phenomenal. And because, again, like we talked about, there is such an undercurrent of... They have such a fan base. I don't know how any of the other three games could even stand up against Mortal Kombat.
Well, I think Mortal Kombat's kind of in the same boat, too, with its... When you look at the Marvel vs. Capcom release nights and the Mortal Kombat release nights, Mortal Kombat had a stellar attendance for the midnight releases.
Everybody's got a favorite Mortal Kombat character. And maybe I'm wrong about that, but I am definitely going with Mortal Kombat. Doc?
Man, you know, most gamers coming up cut their teeth on any of those. I mean, back to PS1, man. Mortal Kombat, come on, man. You can play as Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, it's Mortal Kombat, right?
Yeah, it's Mortal Kombat. They went that far out to bring Freddy Krueger in as a character because so many people play it, man.
And also God of War. I thought that was a masterstroke getting to play as
Kratos.
Yeah, I thought that was great, man.
They're working to bring in more stuff to that. I mean, and Marvel vs. Capcom is still Marvel vs. Capcom.
I think we need to move along to best shooter because I think that's
Battlefield. Next category.
I don't know if you had a chance. I guess you were working, but Shane and I actually had a chance today to sit in on the developers' live streaming chat for Battlefield 3, and which I thought was...
Did I miss something cool?
You kind of did miss something cool. I think those guys are really interested in... and I don't want to just say they're interested in beating Call of Duty at their own game, some pun intended, but those guys do seem like that they are trying to put together a product that everybody's happy with. And everybody knows that shooter fans, let's face it, shooter fans are some of the hardest fans in the world to please. Very fickle.
No.
Yeah, come on. We saw that with SOCOM. Let me go down the list of nominees. Battlefield 3, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, Gears of War 3, and Rage from, again, our friends at Bethesda Softworks. I agree with you, Doc. I agree that Battlefield 3 is the complete package. It looks phenomenal. It sounds phenomenal. It plays phenomenal. There are a few...
issues.
Yeah, there are a few issues, but they have, we just got a patch, a week ago, something like that, seems to have addressed some of the issues. They said today in the live chat that they are working towards addressing some of the other issues, like VoIP. They did address, there was a problem with joining squads and putting your squad together. They kind of addressed that. That seems to be working a lot better. Even the VoIP with this last patch, I'm not even sure that they addressed it, but for some reason it seems like it's working a lot better. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, while I am a very big fan of the Modern Warfare story, single player, and even the Spec Ops, I love the Spec Ops, the idea of the Spec Ops missions and stuff. I hate it online. I think it was Game Informer or... No, it was GameTrailers.com, and they were talking about how there are times during the online play where the the point streaks where you have Predator drones and jets, and there's literally times when you can't even aim your weapon because the ground and the camera is shaking from all of the the point streaks that are going off around you. In Black Ops, I felt like that they evened out the kill streaks a little bit to where everybody kind of had a shot at it, and it wasn't going off every 5 seconds. Now, what happens when you put Battlefield 3 up against Gears of War 3?
Yeah, Battlefield still wins. Battlefield 3 has an edge over Modern Warfare 3 because there's so much more to do online with your friends. I mean, you know, you guys can attack from different vectors with different types of weapons and different vehicles. You know, you don't have that choice with Modern Warfare 2.5.
Again, going back to the live chat today, one of the questions that they got, which I thought was a pretty good question, they were asked about the hardware and are you limited by the hardware, that kind of thing. And they said very plainly that they felt like that there was still a lot of room to grow on the current generation of consoles. And that brings us to this category. And this is the category that I guess everybody's going to be looking to, but Game of the Year. Now, before I announce the actual nominees, do you guys already have a pick for, like, what was your favorite game of 2011?
PlayStation 1.
You know, I got to say, my favorite game of the year wasn't even on the list. Dude, I got to go with Dead Space 2, man.
Wow.
I thought you were going to go with Dead Island.
You know, I was going to go with Dead Island. I mean, they out of the box, they had problems, and it's such a great zombie game, right? I mean, it was just, I wrote that article about, you know, all the secret developer mods that are hidden in the game for people to find them, and that was fun. There were so many aspects to that, great marketing, great trailers. I mean, they only did 2 trailers, and they were phenomenal. That's all they needed. It was ridiculous. What game only has 2 damn trailers for their product?
Any Sony product.
No doubt Sony has 1. They're like, here, this is it, buy it. But Dead Space 2 was long awaited, got lost in the shuffle, and it was a great return to that franchise, and I think it really, really got underrated this year.
Shane, what about you? What was your favorite game of 2011? And don't say SOCOM 4.
I'm torn that L.A. Noire is not on the list, because I honestly think L.A. Noire was a step outside of the repeat box.
Absolutely.
That we've grown accustomed to this year. You know, it's not the third version or the 15th version of the game. So I would have been hard pressed not to pick L.A. Noire.
Until Battlefield 3 came out, I too would have probably picked L.A. Noire. But the actual nominees are, for Game of the Year, Batman Arkham City, The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim, The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword, Portal 2, and Uncharted 3 Drake's Deception. I think Batman or Skyrim. I'm going to go with Batman, though. I think Batman Arkham City is the most complete package. I think it's the best use of a character. I think it's the best use of a brand, a license, whatever you want to call it. Audibly, everything about that game, I think, screams that it's the best game of the year so far.
I agree. I think Batman's going to win. I think Uncharted would be the close second.
Now, Doc, didn't you have a preview of Uncharted? And it seems like during your interview with Jack at E3, I can't remember what his name was.
But... it was J.J. Abrams.
Oh, okay, J.J. Abrams. And you said that he was even taken aback by the cinematics of the game.
Yeah, the guys from Naughty Dog, Kurt and Arnie, they were nice enough to take me into the private room way in the back, the VIP room, to see the big 3D. And they were actually like, we want someone to play it. So, you know, they give me a controller and they're like, here, play. And there's like a room of 8 people sitting in, you know, it's the inside of the airplane. They're sitting on crates. And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, well, let me watch it one time before I play it. And they're like, okay. So they run it. And this guy sitting next to me, just like a regular dude, he's like, wow, this is awesome. He's like, this is so visually amazing for a game. And he's like, the people that I work with, he goes, they talk about this franchise all the time. And I'm like, who is it? Holy shit, that's J.J. Abrams.
Wow.
I was like, dude, I love Star Trek. Nice job, dude. I'm like, Super 8's going to be the bomb. And I'm just like, holy crap, J.J. Abrams. And it was ridiculous, because in the same room was Nolan North, the guy who voices Nathan Drake, and the guy who voices Sully. They were all in the same room. Then I realized where I was, and I was like, wait, now I'm only getting a private preview. I'm going to play the game. J.J. Abrams here. J.J. Abrams, like, this guy makes movies, dude.
I personally think we're going to see a lot more of that as the years go on. I think that we're going to see the gaming world and the world of film, which they've already kind of started tripping over one another, but I think we're going to see more of that because the technology does allow for so much. But so
Resistance 3 was a good example of that, because the cinematics in Resistance 3 was great too.
I'm going to have to break down and play that game, the whole game.
You haven't played it?
I haven't played the whole game. God, you really need to cheer up, man. You need to get some coffee or some vodka in you or something. Jesus.
I'll go with the vodka. Play with Shane, dude. Shane and I had a blast playing that game, dude.
Everybody wanted the return of Resistance Fallen Man as multiplayer, and they didn't bring it all back, but, you know, the multiplayer works.
Why do gamers do that? I don't want to get on another rant and disturb Doc or anything, but why do gamers do that? They sit there and moan and groan. Like Modern Warfare or Call of Duty is a great example. Here's a game franchise that has not changed in the last, what, 5, 6 years, 7 years, something like that. They said, okay, well, we're not going to change anything. We don't want to tick anybody off. But the moment that a game developer tries something different or changes something, or then they start screaming. It's same thing with SOCOM. Look, I'm the biggest SOCOM fan ever, but I don't want to play SOCOM 2 again. I've already played SOCOM 2. I want my game developers to, like you said a minute ago, I want to see somebody go outside the box and try something different. If it fails, whatever. But I just hate these guys that sit around screaming, we want you to go back to the way it was 6 years ago or whatever. I just don't understand that.
It's just too high of a demographic in the audience. So, you know, you're going to get one group complaining about something, and they're going to pull other followers, not leaders, into their point of view. It's just, you're going to have that no matter where you go. I love SOCOM. I own every single SOCOM game. Unfortunately, I own Confrontation, but I got a free headset with it. What can I say? I hate you people that play Confrontation. SOCOM is one of those games that, you know, they didn't do leaps and bounds, but every progression they made was a positive one. It was in a forward direction. That's why their games kept getting better. That's why I'll still put it in my PSP and play it. I mean, I'm not going to go far back as 1 and 2, even though I owned them, because the technology got better and the game got better. If I go back and play that, I'm just going to be frustrated because it's not, you know, what they've stepped up to now. Doesn't mean it's less of a game. It just means the game's got better.
Yeah, and I do. I like change. I like to see, you know, I like to see him try something different. I'm glad Led Zeppelin did Jamaica. I mean, you know what I mean? A lot of people freaked out over that song, but they said, that's not Led Zeppelin, but it is Led Zeppelin. They're just doing
it
something.
It is Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. But anyway, guys, thanks for coming by and hanging out. And Doc, like I said, I really hope you get to be in a better mood. Video Game Awards this Saturday, 8 p.m. on Spike TV. You guys check it out. And of course, you can go to GameTrailers.com, vote for the trailer of the year. You can also go to Spike.com/Video Game Awards, and you can put your vote in for all of these categories. And you can see some of the categories that we did not cover in this 5-hour discussion. Doc, where can they find you on the web, man? Tell them to get on over there and hang out with you at Replay.
MerryChristmasWanted.com.
MerryChristmasWanted. Number 16.
Yeah.
Find me on Twitter at @Doc_Gamer. You can find me in PlayStation Home and the Home Community Theater. You can find me pretty much on my XMB on PlayStation. It's Kaneda's _bike from the movie Akira. Guys, send me a message. We could game. We can make fun of Julian. We can do whatever you want. And one thing. Guys, the VGA Awards, major announcement from Sony coming. Go to lastofus.com and check out what they got there, because it's going to be pretty sick.
You know what? I did go there, and I was baffled and confused after I checked it out. But like you said, we will find out during the VGAs this Saturday. So thanks, guys, for coming by. Please take care of yourselves. Don't forget to network with us via Twitter, Facebook, the official Urgent Fury blog, Urgent Fury Unleashed, and of course on both of our video channels at YouTube and Blip.TV. Send your questions, comments, and or suggestions to me, Commander Fury, at CommanderFury@UrgentFury.com. And don't forget, if I read your email on the podcast, not only will I give you a Commander Fury no prize, but we'll also give you a nifty prize from the Urgent Fury store. Urgent Frequency is produced by Urgent Fury Holdings, LLC, and right here in the studio by the lovely, talented, and busty Allison Armstrong. It's almost time for me to go. Don't forget, the very next podcast will be The Podcast Before Christmas, one of my favorite episodes of the year. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Till next time, I remain
Maine, Commander Claymore Fury. Keep your feet wet and your powder dry. Booyah!
I already fucked it up this time, didn't I, my dear? But it was not your fault but mine. And it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time, didn't I, my dear? Didn't I, my dear?
Jesus Christ, Shane, listen to this dude. He probably talks himself in the shower. Yes, this soap was manufactured by Peruvian children, and I love the way it feels on my skin.